That's the sound of water rushing out a siphon at the Gilboa Dam. The dam has been in service for 85 years and impounds Schoharie Reservoir, the northernmost reservoir of New York City's water supply system. The $400 million reconstruction of the dam is the largest public works project in Schoharie County and one of the largest in the entire Catskills region. The project began in June 2011. It includes reinforcing the dam with 234 million pounds of concrete, reconstructing the spillway, and installing a new release tunnel around the dam from Schoharie Reservoir into Schoharie Creek. DEP Deputy Commissioner Paul Rush.
We're marking the completion of the installation of a new siphon system at Gilboa Dam. The system replaces siphons that were put into place in March of 2006 and restores the ability to release water from Gilboa Dam downstream into Schoharie Creek. The original siphons that were put in 2006 had to be removed to allow the rehabilitation of the dam to proceed. By putting this capacity back in place, it allows us to have more control over the operation of the water levels at Schoharie Reservoir.
The siphons will later be replaced by a new release tunnel, also known as a low-level outlet, which is expected to be finished by 2019. The permanent release tunnel will be capable of releasing roughly 1,500 million gallons a day from the Schoharie Reservoir. During Hurricane Irene, the DEP was briefly unable to communicate with sensors that monitor the dam. Those sensors have been relocated to ensure continuous contact. Republican Assemblyman Pete Lopez of the 102nd District says that devastation across Schoharie County as a result of the 2011 storms Irene and Lee has left a lasting impression on residents.
When Sandy was forecast and was heading to our area, people were beside themselves. So for those who live downstream in particular, it's on their minds and hearts on a daily basis. And when events hit, such as Sandy, every U-Haul in the region had been rented.
DEP officials say the biggest lesson they learned from Irene was to engage in a policy of acting conservatively to protect public health and safety. DEP Commissioner Carter Strickland.
Irene and most recently Sandy really tested us in terms of how we communicate with local emergency responders. We also have a police precinct that's right here. So we have redundant lines of communication, but we have to exercise them and make sure that we have folks that we talk to and have a working relationship.
Schoharie County's Interim Director of Emergency Management, Kevin Neary, says the county, DEP, and New York Power Authority are working together to improve safety and enhance communications among the agencies.
For the people that live in the valley below this dam, it's reassuring to know that they're taking, you know, measures to correct the deficiencies in the dam. For us in emergency management, you know, we're paid to be paranoid and pessimistic and yet keep a good outlook on life. Even with all the repairs to the dam and safety measures, there's still the potential for a flood in the valley. Our job is to make sure that we get information that is credible, reliable, share that with the public so we can make decisions in time of an emergency.
The DEP says the dam restoration project is 2 years ahead of schedule if work continues on its current timeline and weather conditions remain favorable. Construction will be completed in 2014. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.